Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now to our next segment, the Grow Model, and it is exactly 11 minutes after 1. We are moving on to our next segment with our pastor. And those of you who are wondering, what is the Grow Model is a feature where we intend to grow by any means necessary. And so we talk. We get to understand these things for what they actually are. Now, let me see if I do have the pastor on the line, Pastor Beatrice Tosi, joining us on the line. Pastor Tosi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hello, Naya. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm good.
Lovely.
I really appreciate you having me on air.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our Grow Model today, this week, we're focusing on church life. But for today, we're talking about the body, and we believe the body matters. In an age of hyper-individualism and digital faith, it's easy to treat church like a convenience store. Visit there as and when you need to. Visit just to consume whatever they're offering there, and then leave. But Scripture calls the church a body, the body of Christ, a family, the family of Christ, a temple, a place of worship, a sanctuary. What if church isn't just a place we go, but a people who become? That's what we're trying to get at today and the rest of the week with Pastor Beatrice Tosi. Pastor, what has shaped your view of the church? Scripture, experience, culture, or is it disappointment?
Thank you so much for that question. I really hope that you are able to get me very well.
I can. Go ahead, Pastor.
There's a little bit of a message break up today.
Yeah, that's all right. We can hear you, Pastor.
Sure. Now you asked the question, what has shaped my view of the church? And I was thinking to myself, I said, maybe my upbringing.
Okay.
I think my upbringing has really shaped the view of the church. I grew up in from the Catholic background, a Roman Catholic church.
Right.
And, you know, attending those Easter masses, attending the Christmas Eve, the Nativity, participating. People, everyone was looking forward to those big events in the church, and how everyone was just a family. That really shaped the view of the church for me.
Right.
I would also say, growing up, and when I became a member of the SDA Church, that is in the early years of my teenage, Bible study deepened my understanding of the church purpose and importance. The more I studied the Bible, the more I got to realize and understand that the church is the body of Christ.
Right.
And when you read from the book of First Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about the church being the body of Christ with different members, and each has a different function. And so I'm looking at the church as a body that has different members, meaning each and every member of the body has to function.
Right.
And they depend on each other. So I think a church really is the body.
Okay.
It's a community. It's the people that we become through the function that we give to the church.
Absolutely. How would your posture toward church change if you saw it as essential to your spiritual health?
I think I would have been more involved.
Okay.
I would not be passive in the church, realizing that I am a member of the body and I need to give my service to the church. And others need to benefit from me, and I also need to benefit from them. Realizing also that attending church doesn't only benefit those, for me, for example, because I'm a pastor, so it means I have to pastor the church. I have to offer my services to the members of the church. But if that also in return, it also helps me.
Mm.
It builds me. It grows me. The more I share the word, the more I minister to the people, the more I get ministered to myself.
Right,
because if I encourage someone who is facing certain situations, various situations in their life, I'm doing that inversely to myself. So I think I would have been more involved, less passive, and I would really appreciate that.
Okay.
I would see that as a spiritual health to me,
In what ways have you been tempted to attend church, just attending without belonging or actually belonging to the church?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. What quickly comes to my mind when I have there are times when I've become comfortable. You know what? I know the Bible.
Yeah.
I know what the scripture says.
Right.
I already know this thing. I already know this stuff. I already know what to do in the church. So it's a routine. I know this. So I'm just comfortable with where I am and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm just attending church, but I'm just comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not just being part of it, but it's because it's something that I do every day. So whether I have participated, whether I've given my services, but the fact that you have seen my presence.
Yes.
And I've seen, being a pastor, I've seen a lot of members of the church, the
right.
church community.
Right.
Not only the church, but the faith where I belong to, but I've also noticed that it's a common trend. It's something that everyone else have to come to a checks and balance with their spiritual life.
Right, right, right. And I understand that there is a growing practice of people who are going to church purely to become spectators. But what does it
yes.
mean to be a living part of the body of Christ and not just a spectator?
Being a living part of the body of Christ, I think it goes back to what I mentioned in the earlier on, that being offering services. The church is a community. When you read in the book of Acts chapter 2, the early church is described as being a community of believers who shared, who prayed, who worshipped together. Mm. And because of that, they grew as a church. So I think me as an individual, as a member of the church, I need to participate in that so that I can grow and also offer my services.
Okay. All right. Let me throw one last one, Pastor, and then I'll let you go. We'll talk again tomorrow. My final question for you is, where might God be inviting you to reimagine your relationship with the local church?
With the local church, I think God will be inviting me to come back and more on the teaching part.
Okay.
Yes, and on the teaching part, the Bible studies, and I think that's where really at the moment, when
right.
I think about it, I think God is calling me back to this thing.
Right.
I have me as an individual, because I said earlier on, I'm a pastor, so I do this a lot of times. I preach out, I prepare sermons to go and preach to people out, but
right.
in my local church, who am I preaching to? Who am I teaching? And this is an essential element that is almost becoming extinct in most of our local churches.
Yeah.
We don't do much of the teaching. We do much of the preaching.
Yeah.
But the teaching is essential
Absolutely.
Before the preaching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant stuff. Awesome stuff. Brilliant beginning to the week. Looking forward to having more interactions with you, Pastor. And thank you very much once again for taking the time to talk to us. We have this same time every day of the week until Friday. Looking forward to talking to you. Have a wonderful day and a blessed one at that. Thank you, Mfundis.
Thank you, my brother.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.